shit at the beginning.
Yeah, I can.
What am I? I'm D.
Yubika!
Me, 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 me. No,
Charlie, Charlie, Maisie Mouse, Charlie.
Hello. Alright, do we have our Kianza? A little bit more.
Sorry, Mr. Zane.
Really?
I just gave you an armpit.
Okay. Filtering.
Okay. Maybe after.
Smoking shisha! Okay, guys.
Yeah, so what's the agenda?
This is good.
Well, I need to introduce it all.
Yeah. Well, excuse me.
Nice introduction.
That was a lesbian burp.
If you haven't heard it, get it on iTunes right now.
Sure, run up the mill.
Actually, before we start that, I do need to get all the information because I always get this fucking wrong. Right. The Facebook page. To find it.
Like a boss.
This is Bird Country.
Swirling it.
There we go.
It's not even 12 yet?
No, it's really
it's
not.
Good, right?
Boxing Day! Let's make some boxing!
Hey.
Boss Day!
Name.
It's good! We like it.
It's really good, we like it. We combine a three.
Shisha.
Yeah. We like it. We're together now.
Mm. Yay!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I share them.
Corey's got the bad end of that stick. In the middle there.
Don't worry, Christine. I don't think you're ugly like Zane just said.
This is why I love you guys.
Yeah, he's such a dick, right?
Should we let Bubba out? Because she's going to be real whiny.
Yeah.
Was she?
Yeah.
Where did she go?
She's in the kitchen.
Get open the door. What an idiot.
Alright.
Okay. Shush. Right, boys and girls.
Yo.
Let's get our junkie number on.
Next.
Let's start running.
Yeah,
okay.
Brew.
Is everyone ready?
Yes, Brew.
Okay, we need a bit of downtime.
Okay.
We're podcasting, darling. Okay.
I don't think you're stupid like Paul does. These guys, right? Come over there, huh?
Well.
Instigator over there.
I know. It's going to be a fun evening.
I know, Bruce.
What's that about?
It's really cool.
Yeah, I was stoked. I was going to get you, like...
Wait,
no, like,
click that.
Fancy one? Like,
no, we don't need it.
Still
recording.
Yeah, I saw this, and I was like, no, this is way cool.
It's a Bellamy.
Yeah, it's a Bellamy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm just down.
How much downtime do you need before you... 10 seconds? 9 seconds?
No, just enough so that I can cut it.
5 seconds.
So everyone's going to shut up for a minute.
5 seconds of silence. Ready?
Kai. Okay, welcome to Backcountry. We're back again, and it's Boxing Day! Yeah, we're having a little Boxing Day get-together, and we're a little bit drunk. We've been smoking shisha.
And from the deeper parts of Africa.
Yes, so I guess, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Merry Kwanzaa to everybody out there.
It's Kwanzaa today, actually.
Yeah, so,
and Festivus.
Everybody introduce yourselves. Sitting to my left is Mr. Zane. Say hello.
Hello.
Everybody's heard his voice before, I hope. Sat on my right is Miss Rachel.
Hello.
And on her right is Miss Colleen.
Hello.
And on her right is Mr. Daddy.
Hello.
Charlie from Maisie Mouse. And on his right is Mr. Corey Tam.
Howdy-o.
And his girlfriend on the right is...
Hello.
Christine.
Hello.
Okay.
Corey says your name first.
So it's coming to the end of the year, and... It's been a weird year in film. So I guess we're just going to get right to it, since this is prologue number 3, I think. So, biggest disappointments in film of the year. Anyone want to take the reign? Danny?
Inception.
Yes, I am with you on that. I am with you. Tell us your tale.
It was okay, and I was like super stoked to see it, but then when I saw it, it's kind of bullshit.
Was it the hype?
It was the hype, I think, yeah, but it was also just kind of, I don't know, the whole film itself was, it could have been more awing, you know?
Mm.
But I just focused too much on the, well, we can turn the world upside down, check it out. Let's fall asleep again,
and
then wake up.
I think it's also because, like, Christopher Nolan spent so long writing the script, and it's like, oh, okay. He spent 10 to 15 years writing that shit.
Oh, did he? Eh?
He did.
Yeah.
And,
I just want to come.
I mean, like I said on a previous podcast, I enjoyed it, but I wasn't blown away. Like, I was expecting everybody... Well, expecting it to be... I'm not talking properly, I'm drunk. I expected it to blow me away, it didn't.
Yeah.
The problem is, blow me away, and not in the sexual way. It's real relative, right? Mm. I mean, like, most people thought it blew them away, you know? But some people thought Titanic blew them away, and I thought that was a shit film. You know what I mean? Like, so, I mean, can we really, like, subjectively base a disappointment of the year? I guess personally, sure, but...
Yeah, it's a personal thing.
Personally, yeah.
Corey, you look like you wanted to say
something. Yeah, we had a dude who enjoyed it.
He enjoyed it.
Yeah,
that was a good film.
Well, you were looking at Danny just then as if like, dude, what the fuck?
You know,
the upside down scene was probably one of the. I don't know. I thought it was such a fucking cool scene.
Agreed, that was cool.
Visually, it looked good.
Visually, yeah.
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 I mean, it wasn't a disappointment.
Intellectually,
visually.
Well, I never saw it, so
you didn't see it.
No.
And the acting was good too. I'm just saying.
So then, was
it
the plot that was disappointing?
You're just not smart enough to get it, guys.
No, but I think Paul had a point before, and he said, was it the hype? I think that's what it was. It was the hype.
Well, the thing is I didn't see it until it was just about to leave the cinema. Hold on, I'm going to smoke.
Yeah, me either. Actually, I was so afraid that actually the hype would ruin it for me, but actually it was one film that hype did not ruin it for me.
Okay, well...
That was...
I mean,
top of his game.
That's fine. I mean, I've stated before, I enjoyed it, but... The fact that everyone was harping on about it on Facebook, like, best movie!
Yeah, did it deserve all the hype? Maybe not, but I mean...
Yeah, I just feel if you're going to spend 10 to 15 years writing a film like that, and it gets touted as one of the best films of the year, you've got to justify the fact that I went into Hong Kong Records the other day to look at, like, Blu-ray prices of it, and it's, like, $150 more than... other Blu-rays, and I'm like, why? You know?
You can just have really good marketing.
It
was marketing.
Again, it's the hype, dude. Like,
yeah.
People loved it so much that it was just, like, coolest movie of the year. The
movie won any awards this year.
It's up for a lot of Oscars.
Mm.
Potentially. Oscar season is coming up soon, so all the nominations are going in, and you know, people are doing their you know, working the circuit and everything. So I mean, a few that are up there is 127 Days, which is Danny Boyle film by Aaron Ralston. If you don't know who he is, he's the biggest man alive. Like, he got trapped in the desert, had his arm trapped for something like 5 days, and
then he sawed it off.
Yeah,
something.
Well, he had a penknife.
He filmed it.
Basically, his arm was stuck in so much he couldn't get it off. So he had to break his arm he had to shatter his arm basically, and then cut through all the cartilage and shit with a penknife.
Oh, hold on a second, though.
Yeah,
I just wanted to. Is he? He's literally the biggest man alive. Like,
yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He's like fucking
really?
He-Man meets Hulk.
No, but I mean, like,
he's missing an arm, so how can he be the big...
Like, biggest girth,
like,
or biggest tall man?
I mean, he's just a fucking man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Like, his manliness level is, like, plus a billion.
11.
Whereas mine's like minus 12. But that's up for Oscar season, and then there's Black Swan with Natalie Portman and Mila Kunis. It's a Darren Aronofsky film.
My favorite
director.
Yeah, he's awesome, dude.
So, have you seen Black
Swan?
Except for The Fountain.
I haven't seen it yet. Yeah, The Fountain was total shit. But every other film he's done is just amazing.
Well, Black Swan's being touted as like it's going to sweep the whole fucking board.
Oh, I
need
to see that.
And it has a lesbian scene in it.
Yes.
There you go.
I mean, I've been waiting for years to see Natalie Portman
get it
lock
on with
lips with
Mila Kunis.
Of all people.
Oh, with Mila Kunis?
I didn't think it'd be that lucky.
That says it all, just yes.
There you go.
Any other, to get back on topic, any other big disappointments for anyone?
I don't care for much for Harry Potter.
Oh, Harry Potter sucks balls.
F you guys. Harry Potter is the shit.
I read the first book and I wasn't impressed, so I haven't bothered.
It's epic and awesome.
Okay, well then...
What other films came out this year?
So what about films that exceeded expectations?
Tron.
You've seen Tron?
I've seen it. I think it exceeded its Disney 3D-ness.
Ooh.
Normally, like, Disney kind of just blows it these days, but...
How was Jeff Bridges in it?
I don't know. It was cool.
Seems like Jeff Bridges in, like, every single film.
Yeah, dude, he just blew up, apparently. He was always kind of like Jeff Bridges, but now he's, like...
Jeff Bridges?
You know, yeah, he's, like, Jeff the new Bridges, kind of, like, actor of the century, you know? It's weird. Yeah.
Mm.
Oof.
Was it he who won an Oscar last year?
Mm.
Yeah, for Crazy Heart. He was Best Actor, right?
Crazy Heart.
That was last year.
Yeah.
That was a great film.
Have you seen it? It's good.
Yeah.
Well, the film itself was okay, but if not for his performance in it.
Yeah, exactly.
He carried it. But the plot was pretty much, it was
kind of like how Mickey Rourke was nominated for an Oscar. It wasn't necessarily the film, it was his performance.
For The Wrestler.
I love that movie. That was a great
wrestling
movie.
Yeah, it was Cuff.
It was Cuff.
And just to explain, Cuff, it's South African for... Afrikaans for...
dope as fuck.
Yeah, for cool.
Cool.
Yeah, and we've been saying that a lot, haven't we? Since our South African day yesterday.
What other films came out this year?
Yeah.
Big ones?
Remind me.
I'm Not There was touted as a big one. Documentary about River Phoenix. Yeah, it did. Yeah. There was...
Social Network.
Oh, I just saw that the other day.
I thought it was pretty good, actually.
Did you know the twin was the one actor?
Yeah.
Yeah, the different actors, but they superimposed
the
other dude's face.
I couldn't have even... Yeah, I didn't know that.
What did you think of it as a film, though?
I think... Well, Trent Reznor did the soundtrack. He's the guy from Nine Inch Nails. He's the brains behind Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he did a pretty good job. But...
What about Jesse Eisenberg, the guy who plays Mark Zuckerberg?
Oops.
Telephones!
Yo.
Bye, Corey.
He was like a weird Michael Cera or something. You know what I mean?
Well, he's been in a few films with Jesse Eisenberg and
Zombieland.
Adventureland. Was Zombieland out this year?
I think so.
That goes in my biggest wins category.
Oh, yeah,
that film was fucking
genius. Genius. I don't know if it was this year, though. It might have been. No, maybe it was this year.
I think it was last year.
Was it?
Maybe it was.
Yeah, I think it was.
It was great, though.
Yeah.
Adventureland was balls. Balls to the
but
gay wall.
I do like Jesse Eisenberg, though.
Yeah, but eventually it was crap.
Mm. Well, in Social Network, I just thought the film was too legal for me to actually care.
Well, yeah, they did have to check with, like, 50 attorneys beforehand to, like, make sure the whole thing was kosher, but...
But kudos to somebody who would even bother. Like, yeah. Would you ever, if you were a filmmaker, would you ever bother making a film about Facebook? Would you even care? I mean, like, to be honest, it would just take too much effort.
Well, that guy had 99 girl problems.
It makes you money, and chances are anything about Facebook
would
make money.
But I watched that a couple of weeks ago, and it wouldn't go in at like top of the year list, but it was definitely entertaining. But they really did fuck with the story, though, because they made Mark Zuckerberg out to be, like, this big douchebag, and apparently he's not. Apparently he's really cool.
Well, how would you know?
Yeah, but it probably made for a more interesting film, being a dickhead.
Well, I like the quote at the end where the other lawyer chick was like, "You're not an asshole, you're just trying too hard to be one."
Yeah.
And I thought that was pretty clever.
Awesome.
Just saying.
What else was out this year? Toy Story 3.
Yo,
we've mentioned that many times on the podcast.
I like that.
Yeah,
it was
awesome
good.
Film. Brilliant film.
One film I saw.
Yeah.
Not in the theaters, but I'm pretty sure it was out this year. Favorite film. One of my favorite films of all time already.
Go on.
The Other Guys.
Oh, Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg.
Yes, it was the funniest fucking film I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, you made me watch that.
Yeah. And Get Him to the Greek, also a very good film.
Yeah, I still need to watch that. Mm. I like Jonah Hill though; he's a funny Jew.
He's a funny Jew,
but Russell Brand puts me off.
Scott Pilgrim vs. the World out this
year.
Oh, that was great.
That's
that was
the
was
one
great.
That exceeded my expectations because Paul telling me about the premise and the plot line, and I was just like, that sounds really lame. I remember thinking to myself, that sounds really lame. But after seeing the film, I was really impressed by it. I mean, for what it was.
Yeah.
Like, for kind of a teen coming of age.
It's just
like,
fun.
Like,
it was pretty cool. Isn't it based on a comic?
Yeah.
Did anyone read the comic?
Yeah, I've read it.
Yeah.
It had so much hype as well, but it was like, it wasn't ruined by the hype.
It was justifiable.
Yeah.
By the
hoop.
By the hoop.
Oh no, we've gone South African. Oh no, your shut stunks, bro. No, but Scott Pilgrim was really good. We talked about that last time, didn't we, Zin? So,
yeah. I think the beginning of that film though was just a bit, the F is going on. Like, this guy's going through doors and windows and shit, and he's opening stuff into...
I liked it. It made it a little bit less real. Like, for example, if they tried to make it too believable, it was based on a comic. You know what I mean? So I think they brought out that comic nature of it, like, quite well. Kind of surreal motion, like, surreal, like, clips together.
As well as the... Sorry, just to interrupt for a second, but as well as the video game aspect of it. That video game aspect.
It was just like a really long music video. Like, you know, the music would just cut in directly into the scenes and, like, whatever. So it was really well done. It was trippy in places. I remember thinking, what the hell is going on here? But
yeah, the beginning of that film was just bizarre. But yeah.
But as far as expectations, definitely high in my book.
Have you seen it? Did anyone else notice the Zelda music playing over and over again?
Damn,
it was awesome.
Zelda.
It was so good.
Match made in heaven.
Okay.
Maybe 20.
It's just gone mental. Okay. How about favorite films? Your favorite films.
The Other Guys
of all time.
The Other Guys. No,
I just
of
said
2010.
It.
Of 2010.
Yeah.
That was this year.
Well, I mean, Alice in Wonderland was this year.
That was a disappointment for sure.
It was back to your earlier question. Possibly one of Tim Burton's shittiest films.
Yeah, and
I think this was the first 3D film I saw too.
Yeah, it might have been as well for me.
Yeah.
My first one was Coraline.
That's a good film.
That is a great
film. But that's not this year.
No. That was last year. But Alice in Wonderland. Went with a few people expecting it to be fucking awesome, and
I don't think that was totally his fault though.
Was that the
Tim
hype
Burton's
again?
Fault.
Then
yeah,
it was just whatever, you know, what he had to work with. It was
yeah,
just,
yeah.
Even
I mean,
the original
Like, yeah. The story is it's classic, but it's not riveting. You know what I mean? Like, it's not.
Having said that, though,
it's not a like Hollywood blockbuster kind of story. You know,
you're right. But having said that, it could have been super cool. Alice in Wonderland is so just.
You're right.
Mentally messed up. It could have just been like something.
So who did the screenplay for it?
A douchebag.
Totally should have been like Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Like,
yeah, no, that's what I expected it to be. I smoked a blunt before, and I was like, you know,
totally going my buzz.
Although you have to also consider who produced the film. I mean, like, what company? Disney.
Was it Disney?
It was Walt Disney.
Exactly right. You know,
Disney, and no matter how cool Tim Burton could have made it and fucked it up and made it really interesting. He had to please a certain market where kids, well, a lot of parents would take their kids to see this because it was a movie and something they saw when they were a kid.
Yeah.
So they're thinking, we can't make a typical Tim Burton, what the hell is going
on?
Because
real
most
gritty.
People, it would lose money in the box office.
I think a lot of people are expecting it to be like a remake too, and it wasn't. Mm. It's like a sequel, right?
Yeah.
But what I think they did, which kind of was their main fail, right, was the fact that they tried to make it a real movie rather than like kind of a funny Wonderland, you know? It was just kind of like, here's Tweedledee and Tweedledum. They're real people, and they're not like funny looking or anything. They're just like dudes who are fat, you know? Like,
and that like end scene with the Mad Hatter doing that, like, whatever dance thing. That was fucking retarded.
Yeah.
That didn't even look cool in 3D. I was like, no.
And the Jabberwocky was just kind of
lame.
Yeah.
He was fucking
Remember the
shit.
Ending, very lame.
Yeah.
Like, it's like I was like, is that it? You know, like, I remember thinking, why is this movie stopping here?
Build up. Crappy buildup after crappy buildup.
Fighting fire, dragon, thing, and then.
I can sum it up for me. We were watching it together and I fell asleep just as the climax was supposed to happen.
I was phasing
I missed the Jabberwocky and I woke up and was like, Zane, what happened? He's like, it was shit, don't worry.
Dude, you didn't miss the Jabberwocky.
Yeah, exactly.
And to top it all off, you had to listen to Avril Lavigne at the end.
I think I walked out before
Okay.
Thank goodness.
That was the icing on a shit.
Did anybody see Iron Man 2?
Yeah, I did.
I did, yeah.
I missed it.
Loved it
first time.
Yeah?
It was okay.
I'm a fan of Marvel.
Well,
Iron Man was great.
I heard from a lot of my my comic book friends that the only problem they had with the film was that Scarlett Johansson didn't even attempt a Russian accent for the Black Widow.
Mm.
Yeah, that was pretty terrible. But otherwise,
was she hot though?
Yeah, dude.
Seriously,
it's all just handsome. She cannot be hot.
I think she's divorcing her husband. Just for those out there that
good.
Are.
Oh yeah, because I stand a fucking gems.
Holding out with hope. She might choose me.
Okay, well, the highest grossing films of 2010. Let's start from the bottom. Number 10 was Clash of the Titans by Warner Brothers.
Missed my radar.
Everybody didn't give a shit about that film except people in America who were dumb and from the South. Sorry, Zen.
Total shot at you.
Actually, number 9 is a film that really exceeded my expectations because people were talking about it, but I was like, yeah, it looks kind of lame. And then I watched it and was like blown away. It was How to Train Your Dragon.
That film was great.
It was so nice.
Yeah,
it
was a good film.
It was like a kid's animated film that had a really nice message behind it.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, it's about this guy in a Viking community. He's a young kid. What's his name?
Hiccup.
There we go. It's voiced by the guy who was in The Sorcerer's Apprentice. I'm slurring. I'm a bit drunk. the little Jewish guy.
Jane Baruchel.
There we go. Thank you, Colleen.
Canadian.
Yeah, he's really cool, and he did a really good job. And
I love how Canadians He's Canadian. Yeah, he's Canadian.
You know, every single Canadian celebrity.
Well, take what we can get, okay?
Well, he's in this Viking village, and it's plagued by dragons, and he finds one that has, like, a broken wing, and he...
And he's super rare. He's the rarest dragon.
Yeah, and no one's ever seen this kind of dragon before, and he trains it to learn how to fly, and they become best friends, and...
We haven't finished the ending, so no.
Oh, well, I won't then. But it really exceeded my expectations, because it looked really shitty.
It did, yeah, you're right.
And then everyone just kept telling me, oh, watch it, it's really, really good. I really enjoyed that film. And it had a really good soundtrack as well. They had a Yonzi from Sigur Rós submit a new track to it. I know you hate Sigur Rós, Danny, but, like... one of my favourite bands of all time, and the soundtrack was just really awesome. So. Okay, number 8 was Despicable Me.
I saw that.
I haven't seen it yet.
Did you see it?
Yeah, it was
How
good.
Was it?
It was cute.
Well, I've got it to watch, but what's it about?
It's about this bitter old man who hates kids. And he has his little army of, like, you know, this yellow...
He's like a villain, right?
Yeah, he's a super villain, and
right.
The whole movie is about trying to outdo super villainishness. And this new super villain who's, like, the, you know, young, like, Bill Gates kind of dude tries to outdo this guy. And... I don't know, I thought it was pretty clever. There's not really a message. It's kind of Grinchy in the whole, like, story aspect.
So
does he fall in love with the kids at the end?
Like, he doesn't fall in love, but he, you know, he warms up a bit, and I think it's a cute movie. Like, I mean, I don't think I've seen anything like it, apart from the Grinch comparison that I just made, but...
Okay.
But it's a good animation, for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a good animation.
Oh, well, it seems to be the year of the anime films.
Yeah,
in terms
of
highest
definitely.
Because there's a few in there. Let's see, number 7 was Iron Man 2, which we just talked about. Number 6, The Twilight Saga.
Never seen a single one of those.
Has anyone here ever seen any of them?
No.
No.
I've seen one.
I have.
You have?
If you have, but
it was
a
slap.
Yeah, if you have, you need to leave the room.
I regretted it. It was one of those couldn't make the choice, somebody else was watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Okay, number 5 was Shrek Forever After.
I didn't see it.
I didn't care for it because Shrek got boring after.
Whatever.
This.
Yeah.
After
the
first one was
great.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
It should have ended
the second
there.
One was okay.
The second one was okay.
Yeah.
It had its moments.
Yeah.
And then the third one was just.
Yeah.
The,
like, you don't give a shit after
that.
They've absolutely milked that franchise.
It was one of those.
But it was by DreamWorks, which was the same people who did How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah.
So it's like, shit. How does Shrek be
It's hard
to
make a good
dragon?
Sequel, though.
Yeah, true.
Or whatever. What's a third one after the sequel?
A trequel.
A tree. I was gonna say that.
The trilogy.
Okay. Well, number 4 was Inception.
Nice. Never saw it.
Number three, and it's only been out a few weeks, is Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
I just haven't seen it. I don't care.
I need it in my life.
No, but it's in such a short period of time, it's made like $800,000.
And it's only part one.
Yeah, exactly. Number 2, surprisingly, was Alice in fucking Wonderland.
Oh, Bull S.
Yeah.
I think people went for the hype for that one.
Oh, they did.
Yeah,
it's such a famous story, right?
And Tim Burton doing Alice in Wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I heard that, I was like, crap in my pants.
And Johnny Depp.
The whole, like, star, like, cast.
Yeah, Helena Bonham Carter and all that crap. Like, awesome.
Also, the problem was Johnny Depp didn't have a big enough role, I don't think. Like,
yeah, no, he was
useless.
It could have been
so,
someone else.
He could have saved that film like he does most films.
Yeah.
But his part, even though he was the Mad Hatter, which was kind of one of the main characters, the story was so... he was only half of that, or maybe a quarter of that. So much other things going on. So some of the characters that could have pulled the weight...
What did you think about him, though? I mean, like, I was kind of disappointed...
I can't.
With
I don't
him.
Think he can break dance for shit.
He can only do so much with that. I think.
Yeah,
like,
you're right.
I think
I mean,
he was limited.
Johnny Depp is to me, like, ultimate cool.
That's
cool
the thing,
brew.
Though. When,
cool
when,
brew.
When,
he's
so,
cut.
He's a
he's
cut.
Brew.
I remember sitting there going, like, when is Johnny Depp going to come on the screen? I want to see this guy, like, dressed as Mad Hatter. And when he did, it just, it changed the whole film for me. Like, because the first, what, 10, 15 minutes, you didn't really see the Mad Hatter, right?
Mm. No, you didn't,
So when he walked on stage, I was like, there he is, he's arrived, you know? Like, and actually, I really felt the difference in that scene once he was, like, because before I'm just like...
Yeah, you're right,
you know,
it did change the
like,
whole
just his presence,
things, yeah.
You know, even if it wasn't, you know,
it kind
a
of
great
was...
performance, his just his presence made that film at least that much better, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's funny, though, whenever Johnny Depp, like, enters a movie, it's kind of just like, okay, now we're not... focusing on the story or the movie anymore.
It's like,
just like it's a Johnny Depp film now,
women,
you know?
1950s woman with the glow, like, you know,
yeah.
Like, Marilyn Monroe kind of like, Johnny Depp just walked down the street.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
And anyways, number one.
Number one now.
Toy Story 3.
That just to skip a few topics, it's my tout for film of the year.
Did you see the,
yeah.
Did they, when you guys saw it here, I don't know if they showed it, but the short film before it.
Yes.
I thought that was
night and
amazing.
Day. That was beautiful.
That like made me cry.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Really.
It was really. It was so
was,
well
they
done.
They have short films before every Toy Story.
Yeah, they do. But that one.
No, it's a Pixar thing.
That
oh,
one was
I
like.
That.
You know. It
yeah,
hit.
Awesome.
It hit me. For
it was
sure.
A really, really well done shot.
Yeah. No. It was great.
I remember watching it at the cinema, and
yeah,
everybody was like. Laughing and clapping at the end, and they really enjoyed it, and it really led the way for Toy Story 3, because Toy Story 3, we've mentioned on a couple of previous podcasts that it was just really, really sad, because it was like they're ending the trilogy,
but
and
like
Andy grows
yeah.
up and gives his toys away.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, how many films you see the third one, like being good? I mean, I feel like this one actually hit it pretty well.
It was
you know?
It was fucking spot on.
Yeah.
And I'm glad it got grossest, highest grossing film of 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And it surpassed $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the highest grossing animated
yeah,
film ever.
Mm.
So, I mean, people who saw the first one, like, I mean, us guys, we saw it when we were young.
Yeah.
And we've grown up with those characters,
mm-hmm.
and just to say goodbye to them in such a beautiful way.
Mm-hmm.
What? Ooh. Yeah,
ooh.
Like Charlie from Miss
that
Mason.
Was beautiful.
Okay, what other films of note did we have? Let's see, there was... we're looking through a list right now. Youth in Revolt with Michael Cera.
Oh, I watched that.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad
it was okay.
film. It was an okay film.
Mm,
it
was kind of like your typical Michael Cera film.
Yeah, where he's like a...
Cries
super
a bit.
Awkward.
Yeah.
It's funny, Michael Cera just kind of had that whole plateau, you know? Like, he hasn't really gotten bad or boring.
Yeah, it's just,
he's
just
kind
yeah.
of
he's done the same role over
him.
And over
yeah.
again.
Oh,
yeah.
Was year one this year?
Yeah.
I hated that movie.
Was it this year?
Yeah, Michael Cera.
No, it's
got to
be last year.
Are you sure?
No, it's got to be last year.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it might have been
okay.
last year.
Anyway, if
yeah.
I hate it,
summer.
Shutter Island.
Oh, that was
Martin
that
Scorsese,
was
Leonardo
awesome.
DiCaprio, Mark Ruffalo, Ben Kingsley.
We
watched that.
DiCaprio surpassed my expectations again. Like every time I see him in a film, I'm more and more impressed by what like
yeah.
him. Considering
yeah.
that my first impression of him was Titanic.
Yeah, yeah, he's like
you know,
you're
that's
gay,
basically like
gay
Vanilla
guy.
Ice back in the day.
Yeah,
except Vanilla Ice, like you know, whereas DiCaprio's matured. You can tell he's really matured.
Have you seen Basketball Diaries?
Yeah,
I actually haven't seen
that's
that
a good movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
this
the
is, like,
beach.
When he's super young.
Or
was that before?
What's
after?
That one where he plays a mentally ill kid? What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Yeah.
Also
he's
awesome.
Amazing
Johnny
at
Depp,
that.
Johnny Depp as well.
So then he just chose this one just to make money, then to be honest.
Yeah, it's kind of like
he chose
a few.
I think every actor or actress has got to do that. Like, they start off small, and then someone offers them a big role, like Titanic, you know, the director.
James Cameron.
Yeah
James Cameron.
James Schmammer.
He offers him a job, so he's like, yeah, of course I'm going to fucking take it. I would,
oh,
too.
Nobody mentioned Avatar. Was that this year?
Yes.
Okay. Another one that exceeded my expectation, actually.
Really?
Me too!
Yeah.
I
really
was expecting something completely shit. because everyone's like, this is a gay film. Everyone was hating on it.
And then
it was hyped up.
My friends and stuff, they were like, oh,
I think it was just a fancier Pocahontas to me.
It was. Ferngully or something, you know? Like,
yeah, Ferngully and Pocahontas, that same thing.
But it was great, though. It was
that was another film that was like 15 years in the
I mean, visually, it was great.
Yeah, visually.
But if they muted it, I wouldn't have cared. Like,
I found the plot.
I think the script was
That's a very good plot.
That is, I agree. Maybe kind of what you felt kind of like about Inception, in a sense, or... like, the plot, to me, I found it really, really basic and simple.
It
wasn't any
particular
special.
Yeah, it wasn't an original plot.
It was typical. I mean, the way they
but
did
it wasn't boring, though.
No. I enjoyed the film, and I kind of like what it stood for, actually. And I thought the ending was fucking cheesy. Like, the, you know, like...
Fucking...
Yeah. Now I'm Irish. You know, the I'm dying as a human being, so I'm going to change into an alien. We all live happily ever after. You know, the ending was cheesy. It might have been all dogs go to heaven kind of thing, but... However, despite that, I think it was a good film. It was really entertaining, and I was on the edge of my seat most of the time, so it was definitely intense.
Yeah, for sure. Can I just say something quickly about this Avatar
phenom?
Go
right.
Ahead.
Have you guys heard this giant, like, when Avatar came out, right? Probably not now. But, like, this giant phenomenon that occurred after Avatar, people were so obsessed with this movie, like... There were so many, what do you call it, online blogs and shit, you know, just about people wanting to live in that universe. Like, they're just like, I hate my job, I hate my wife, every time I look at her, I feel miserable, I want to be with whatever her name was.
I heard people kill themselves.
Yeah, people kill themselves, they're like, I just want to be with that girl, I fucking hate my life. It's just like, I don't understand. Yeah, it was a good film, but it's not like, I want to live in that universe.
You know how there's like all that shit like World of Warcraft and people.
I was just
gonna
say, it's
there.
Like
yeah,
that,
it's right?
Avatar actually has its own dedicated thing on the internet where people can like be one of those like Avatar blue creature things, and like they go on there and they have cyber sex.
It's the same like subgenre as the furries.
Hold on.
Getting into
furries. If you don't know what a furry is, it's these people that get off and actually wanting to like be an animal and have sex.
They dress up like animals.
Yeah,
during
yeah.
Sex.
Also, sorry.
Extra stuff.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Geekology? I don't know. I follow Geekology a lot.
Go on.
There's this thing. This dude that they update him like you know once a month or something. Since Avatar came out, he's gone. I don't even know what that chick's name is, but the chick in Avatar.
It's
right?
The chick from Star Trek, isn't it?
Aurora from the remake of Star Trek.
Whatever, but
the
it's
gorgeous
the same one from Avatar.
Yeah. Anyway, go on.
Black. Weird. Anyways,
the Vulcan.
This fat dude, like I guess when the movie came out, got like her portrait on his shoulder. Now. He's up to 8 different tattoos of her in different poses all over his back. He's got his complete back. Like, he's got no other tattoos except her.
Can I say, loser?
Check it out, though. It's awesome. Geekology.com. It's hilarious.
Nice little plug there.
Seriously, Rachel, you have one of the coolest laughs ever.
Actually, Avatar was last year.
Yeah, it was because
it went up against Hurt Locker.
Ah, shit.
I remember New Year's Eve, like 14-year-old.
Okay. Never mind. We're drunk.
Oh, God.
Fuck.
Okay. My bad.
Hold on.
What is it called?
Yeah, it's burning. It's fucking burning.
Oh,
so give me tongs.
Shit. And this is why you don't do podcasts. Over your laptop.
something's
not bad.
Yeah, it's burning the map. Oh, dude. Where is it?
Where is
it?
Put it right here,
fam. There's
another hot
block. Close the computer. It's okay.
Whoa,
major crisis. I'm gonna have to cut this in.
It was Mac. It totally exploded.
Is it? There?
Shit, it's so small.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, this is wet.
Here, I'm gonna...
Did it roll like another towel or something?
Here, I'll get it.
Is there a towel or sponge? Sponge. It's wet.
It's alright, I got it.
Okay.
As long as it's not on
fire. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. Accidents happen.
On fire, I'm good.
Okay, how's the computer doing?
No, it's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's just blow it out a little bit, because there'll be some dust
yeah.
in there.
I blew it a little bit.
Mmm!
I think it would take a pretty big flame to burn it, actually.
It's burning!
Is it all good?
Yeah.
It's all good. Maybe we should just pass this thing around with a bomb.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Resumination.
Yes, resume.
Is it okay? I can cut it. I can cut it.
You want to put some foil over your keyboard?
Yes, please. Oh no, because then it'll cover the mic.
Just be careful.
Okay, no. Films of note this year. we've talked about Green Zone before on the podcast. That was Paul Greengrass who did the Bourne series. Matt Damon. Anybody see it?
Dude, I saw the poster. It looked like every Matt Damon film that has ever existed.
Yeah, it was pretty meh. It was pretty meh.
What movie?
Green Zone.
It looked like Bourne's a Ghost in 75.
I haven't even heard of it.
Plus military.
Yeah. Hot Tub Time Machine. Anybody seen
it?
Okay.
Yeah,
I liked
it. Was fun.
I thought it was hilarious. I was supposed to be
fun
in there,
movie.
Actually.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I had a little
it was a fun
part
movie.
In it, but because of my plugs, they wouldn't let me.
Why? Oh.
Because
racist.
In the 80s,
they didn't have
time assist.
Okay. Right. Okay. Clash of the Titans, we mentioned. Yeah, we don't care.
Okay.
Kick Ass. Did anybody see Kick
Loved
Ass?
Loved it.
Yeah?
Loved it.
I've heard really good things about it. In fact, Josh, who was on the last podcast, was saying it was one of his favorite films.
So good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a superhero film, right?
Yeah, it's based on a comic book.
Yeah, I know it's a comic book.
It's not your typical superhero film, though. It's just like this dude who, from childhood. Have you seen it?
No.
No, this dude from childhood. He wants
just
to
nodding.
Be a superhero. He's just like.
No,
he's just like obsessed with superheroes and like, you know, saving people
yeah.
and stuff. And he's like complete loser, right? He orders this kind of jumpsuit online and he has this stick thing he hits people with, right? Anyways, he gets all this shit together, and then he becomes his own superhero. He just gets the crap kicked out of him all the time. He always tries to stick up with people, and he just, like, gets bloody as nuts. And then at the end of the film, it's just this massive, you know, fight between everybody. It's pretty sweet. You know, definitely worth checking out.
Okay. Yeah, I've got it somewhere at home. I want to watch it. Okay, there's a film about Banksy. Does anyone know Banksy?
I love Banksy.
He's a guerrilla artist in London. He kind of puts up pictures of like really controversial things like gay policemen.
They say it's not just one person though. They say Banksy is a collection of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, there was a film, Exit Through the Gift Shop. Has anyone seen it?
I saw it.
How was it, Rachel?
It was really funny. It was. So it starts off as this French filmmaker trying to make movie about street art and kind of focuses all his attention onto Banksy himself, whoever this one proclaimed man is.
Mm.
But it turns out to be Banksy making a film about how this French guy fails at making a movie about like it's really clever and it's really funny but you get to see like a lot of never before seen footage about street art, like with, you know, people like Shepard Fairey, who did all the like Andre the Giant, like Obey stuff, like stuff you see like everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a really good
graffiti like street art film.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've really wanted to see it because Banksy stuff is funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious. It's a really good movie. I would definitely like, and it's not even. It's one of those movies where you know, like, it's fine if you watch it on your laptop. It's like, you know.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be in the cinema.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. Right? Yeah. Like I saw it at like an indie cinema thing, and it's pretty cool.
Of course.
Like, where else would it fucking play?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, another one. If anybody saw it, was Ridley Scott's Robin Hood with Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
Russell Crowe.
I interested
heard
in
that stuff about.
I was. Everyone told me it was one of the shittest films of the year.
I've never heard of it.
Was it called?
I just
heard of it, but I just thought it'd be like Gladiator, but.
Yeah.
Were there tights in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but with
Gladiator
with
tights. Yeah.
With Gladiator with a bow. Yeah.
Okay, Sex in the City 2.
I saw it the other night.
I didn't even know it came out. Like, that's how that under the radar it was for me.
Yeah, it
was.
Was
that this year?
Was that this year?
That was awesome.
Meh.
I didn't even see it. Wow.
That was me.
Nobody except, like, women over 40 give a shit about that film.
What happened? Did they get married eventually?
They went to...
Christine still wants to see it, so...
Didn't they go
spoilers.
To Egypt or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Plugging me.
Abu Dhabi. They went to Abu Dhabi, and it was crap.
Did they fall back in love? What happened? No.
She was gonna get married, and then...
Yeah.
She wasn't, and then she did... And then they were like, is it good? And then they were like, yeah, it's good.
I think the only reason why girls watch that is because of the clothes and the shoes. That's what
Well, yeah.
Because, like, a lot of my girlfriends, they'd be like, oh, you gotta watch Sex in the City, too. If you love clothes and shoes, you'd love it. I'd be like,
why not just watch a fashion
show? Why don't you just
show?
Go shopping?
Yeah. Yeah. You
feel that urge. Yeah. Yeah. Shopping.
Okay. Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time.
Saw it.
No.
Another video game film that sucked balls.
Yep.
Yeah, it was crap.
Yeah.
Yep. Even Jake Gyllenhaal couldn't rescue that shit, pal.
Not even his pecs.
Nope.
I mean, even Jake Gyllenhaal.
I like him.
I like him too.
Yeah, I like him.
Okay.
It's just,
you're alone here, Paul. Paul.
Corey.
Whatever it is.
Another one. The A-Team.
Liked it.
Did you?
Yeah. Liked it a lot.
Everyone else has said it's shit.
Yeah, don't care about them.
Okay.
Awesome.
But it's got that guy. Okay. choking on shisha.
Ooh, yes.
The guy from UFC.
Yeah, some guy. Dude.
Something Jackson.
Yeah.
And I am a giant fan. I don't know how the ladies feel, but it's a little bit gay. I think I've got a little bit of a gay crush on
Bradley Cooper.
I'm like a super Bradley Cooper fan. Everything he's in, I'm just like, I love that guy.
Oh, he was in
The Hangover.
That's
yeah.
the one.
And
yeah.
he's hilarious. Just everything he does is funny, and he's hot.
There we go. Okay, let's speed this up. We're looking through June. Night and Day, Tom Cruise, Cameron Diaz.
Didn't see it.
I heard that was actually pretty okay.
I saw it.
Yeah, it looked gay. It looked.
I know it
shit.
Looks really gay, but then it actually, I thought it got okay reviews.
Okay. Last Airbender. M. Night Shyamalan. Did you?
Terrible acting.
Oh my god,
terrible,
it was so
terrible,
bad.
Terrible.
Yeah,
acting.
No, yeah, it was super horrible.
But I love the storyline. It was just like one of those epic films that was just like yes. Cool things are happening with magic.
One film that didn't get as much recognition in terms of publicity, but did really well critically was The Kids Are Alright.
I saw that!
I don't really like it.
Well, it was
Annette, I found it kind of boring.
Well, Annette Bening and Julianne Moore are touted to go up for Best actresses at the Oscars.
She was good in it. Like, the acting was alright, but
yeah,
I don't know. Because
they're lesbians, aren't they?
It should have been called The Acting Was Alright.
Oh, you fruity lesbian.
Well, it was a dyke movie.
It was.
But I know, I liked it.
We're not against lesbians
though.
Here. In fact,
feel free to come on the show.
But they're not real.
No, they're not real lesbians. But we don't care. yeah, so that got quite a lot of critical acclaim. Let's see, the other guys we've talked about.
Did anyone see The Girl Who Played with Fire? It's a Swedish film.
No.
They made a sequel to that.
I only saw the first one.
Like, or was
girl,
that
the girl with the
dragon
tattoo.
The girl with the dragon tattoo.
That got a lot of praise. Yeah. I still haven't seen it, but I have it on my computer.
You should see it. It's Swedish, but you should still see it.
I really want to
see
it.
Don't they have, like, a series of books?
Yeah,
like,
it's going to be a trilogy. Yeah.
With my pearl necklace.
Open your mouth, baby, here come the pearls. Okay, The Expendables.
Crap as shit. That was a disappointment for me this year.
Yeah.
It was one of the worst films I've
seen.
Well,
it was directed by Sylvester Stallone. He was in it. Then there was Mickey Rourke, Jason Statham, Jet Li, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and Dolph Lundgren. No, I didn't want to see it because it looked fucking shit.
It was so boring, I tell you.
Really?
It was like, it wasn't even like, wow, cool, action. It was just like, this movie's gay as fuck, and it sucks.
Oh, did
like, G-H-E-Y gay, like, so like, bad.
Anybody watch The Town?
I've heard Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
Well, he did a Gone Baby Gone, which I thought was an amazing film. Like, he's found his niche.
It's okay.
He's a great director. Huh?
It's about time.
Finally.
Yeah, because Daredevil was awesome. What a way to kill a fucking superhero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're gonna, like, make him gay.
Yeah, I hated that movie.
Okay, The American. George Clooney.
I love
George Clooney.
Yeah, it was critically acclaimed. He's possibly up for an Oscar. What else? Machete.
Oh, I never saw that. I really want to watch it. Let's watch it sometime.
Yeah, watch it now. Turn on the podcast.
Listen to this. It's got Danny Trejo. He was in all the Desperado films. He was the knife.
Everything. He's the bartender in every film.
Yeah, yeah. He was in Anchorman as the bartender. Yeah. Awesome guy. He looks fucking badass in that film. And then it's got Jessica Alba. Robert De Niro, Lindsay
Michelle
Lohan.
Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
And Rose McGowan.
Have you seen Bubble Boy?
He's in Bubble Boy, yeah.
What else was there?
Cut that.
Yeah, he was in Bubble Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
funny.
Oh, I love Bubble Boy. Let's see, what else did we have?
He's in tons of shit, that guy.
Jackass 3D.
Nah. I
never
saw it.
I really want to watch
really
that shit.
I really want to see it, yeah.
I don't care what you say. The from the trailer, that bit where Bam Margera's walking down the hall and you go, "Hey Bam, high five," and that giant hand just comes out of fucking nowhere and flattens him. Yeah.
They have been consistently funny, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they know what's funny, and it's not just like a bunch of dudes hitting each other with their dicks.
Yeah.
Like, they're funny, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Clever. I mean, they've managed to last through that whole phase when, like, CKY and Jackass were, like, the biggest thing on the planet.
Mm.
And they're still around, so good for them.
Yes, good for them. Yes, Kiff, bro. Hello.
I guess we can really end there, because all the other films that have come out in the past month, like, we just haven't had time for, because we've all been drunk for Christmas.
Yes.
That was the year in film. Okay, here we go. Best titty flick, courtesy of you, Dirty Dan.
Yes. Titty flick. Anyone can start this convo. I will
take it to the next level.
Take it to the next level. Yes. Paul, do you have any particular favorites?
I actually saw a recent one called Lust Bite.
Lust Bite. Okay.
It was a 5-part series about it had this horror thing to it. It was like vampires and
it sounds gay, dude. Sounds like a gay porn.
No, it was... yeah, there's loads of dudes. You are.
What?
Well, basically, it was just like all these really hot vampire girls, like, fucking the shit out of everything that moved and then killing them afterwards. And then there was some kind of weird plot, like, the head vampire woman at this club was trying to take over, like, LA, and eventually it just ended up in this huge lesbian vampire orgy, and it was fucking awesome.
Okay, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, go on.
Along those lines, I've got two now.
Okay. Yeah, go on.
One of them is a TV show. It's not a porn, but pretty sweet. What's that vampire one that everyone loves now?
True Blood.
That's awesome. That's an awesome, awesome TV show, and there's so much titty in it. It's just like
it's okay,
full of titty, and it's awesome.
And I really dig Anna Paquin.
Yeah,
that's why.
Yeah.
And
the second one, my friend showed it to me at work. Well, not the actual film, but the preview. It looks awesome, and it's a must-see. If you're gay, straight, whatevs, you gotta see this. It's called L.A. Zombie, and it's about a homosexual zombie who... Okay. He is undead, and he's got, like, this penis that can bring people back to life. if people die, he just necromances them, and they come back to life.
Right on.
And the pinnacle of this movie, right, in the preview, is this lone dude who's like, I guess...
A zombie teen,
just swinging on a swing in the middle of the park where there's no one around. And then these group of zombie rapists come, and they're just going to rape him, but then Mr. L.A. Zombie with his superhero penis comes and saves him.
Saves him.
Yeah.
So what happens when they become alive again?
Dude, I don't know. I just saw the preview.
So that's the keep out.
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite tearjerker moments. Films that... really, really hit home.
Precious.
Oh, shit, yeah, Precious.
When she threw the fucking TV on that girl's head, I was crying. I was literally in tears. That was crazy. You know? When she's leaving with the baby and she's just like, fuck you, and throws the TV on her. Terrible, terrible.
That film was really bad, though. I mean, it's about a really fat black girl who, like, gets sexually abused by her dad.
Yeah. And has two kids from her dad.
Yeah, it's a true story. And it, like, wow. I was watching that film with a friend of ours, and we were both just fucking sobbing.
Yeah.
Awful.
You gotta be a robot not to cry in that film.
Yeah. That and... Or a rapist.
Cheering on the whole film.
Yeah!
Now, rapist!
I'd say that film, and I've mentioned it before. I'll just say Toy Story.
Yep.
When they're all holding hands and they're like, we're gonna melt in the fire.
Did you just burn? They burn?
No.
No, really. Yeah.
But seriously, that moment, I was just like. Anybody else want to offer anything up?
Sex in the City 2. When her husband is like, I don't really want to be with you so much. And then she's like, I'm so sick. I was just like, I'm going to go.
I'm going to go buy some coach bags.
Okay.
I want a leather shoe.
Okay. Since you've turned it into comedy, best laughs of the year.
Again, other guys.
Yeah. I love that scene where, like, Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg are talking to, like, his smoking hot wife. Who is it? What's her name? That Latina girl.
I don't know. I don't know her name.
Fuck, I can't remember. But, they're,
the first time she shows up.
Yeah. And Terry's like, you're so beautiful. And he's like, no, she looks kind of shitty. I'm sorry, but you've come in here dressed like a hobo. You look shitty. And she's, I'm sorry, darling. He's like, don't apologize. Just next time, wear something better. Don't come in dressed like a fucking hobo.
Yeah, it's a must.
For anybody else? Oh, are we really running out of material here?
Colleen, what's your favorite comedy of the year?
Hey, I've been contributing.
I know you have.
Actually, Youth in Revolt was pretty funny.
There are some pretty funny lines in that, one-liners in that movie.
Actually, there was a one-liner in Scott Pilgrim that had me fucking wetting myself. The bit where he's thinking about what to say to the girl he wants to be with. What's her name?
Fine.
I forgot.
Oh,
his name saying? What's he saying?
Scott's saying it to the girl he wants to be with, and he's trying to say something to get out of a sticky situation, and in his head, he has two options. I need to
pee, Ramona,
and
right?
I'm gonna go do something, and he just goes, I'm gonna pee on you. Just like walks away. I can't remember the exact quote, but it was something like that.
But he didn't actually pee on her.
Yeah, he said, I wanna pee on her, and then was like, what? And then just left. That was fucking funny.
There weren't very many comedies this year.
No.
It was kind of lacking.
Like, the last one that I can remember is The Hangover, and that wasn't this year, right?
Mm.
Like with a retard thing. He looks like a retard. You mean retard? No, retard.
That's good.
Okay, so to finish the podcast, what are we looking forward to in 2011?
Aliens and Cowboys.
Ooh.
Whatever it's called.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Looks fucking tits.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Who's in it?
Isn't it a Clint Eastwood film?
Yeah. I've always liked Clint Eastwood films.
And he's done great films.
He's a solid director.
And he seems to really get the perfect actors for the right people. So.
Jonah Hex, has that come out yet? Jonah Hex,
oh,
I'm super lucky.
Has it?
Well, in Canada.
Yeah, we haven't got it here.
In North America.
I heard bad things about it, though.
Really?
Yeah.
My favorite comic books of all time, like, the bar.
Well, you were telling me about a movie that, was it Matt Damon directed?
Ben Affleck.
Sorry.
The Town. It probably won't come out to Hong Kong.
So Matt Damon directed it, and Ben Affleck put his name on it.
This is there was a film that I was really, really amped for.
I just watched True Grit, the new Coen Brothers movie.
How is that?
Looking forward
amazing.
To that.
I
don't want to hype it up, though, but it's pretty fucking good Western.
True Grit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Schubert.
It's a remake of a John Wayne film.
Oh, cool. I've got a lot of respect for the Coen brothers.
Yeah.
There is Zack Snyder's Sucker Punch.
Oh, Sucker Punch looks awesome.
It's like five girls in a mental institute somehow tap into a girl's dream. I'm quite hazy on it because there hasn't been a lot about it, but basically it's five really gorgeous girls like in this weird world fighting like dragons and shit.
Yeah, yeah, it looks super dope.
Oh yeah, and they're all in like really skimpy.
It looks
outfits.
Very stylized as well, you know. Like it looks like
that always helps.
And there's the Asian girl in it. Oh my god. Oh, the first time I saw the promos for that, I was just like drooling on my computer, and everyone's like, "What are you doing?" Doing worksheets for my kindergarten.
there's a comedy coming out.
Yep.
I don't know if it's come out already or it's coming out soon, but it's called Hall Pass.
Hall Pass.
Yeah, and it's got Owen Wilson.
Ooh.
And some other funny dude. And apparently their wives, like, they keep talking about wanting to have sex with other women. And their wives like, okay, we're going to give you a Hall Pass. If you can get a woman, you can go have sex with her. So it's just like these two middle-aged dudes trying to score women and failing miserably. It looks super funny.
That sounds pretty good. But Sucker Punch is a big one for me.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, it looks very stylized, kind of like a whole the whole Sin City vibe, where it's just like, you know, in a different world, really.
Yeah. Is The Hobbit coming out next year?
Is it next year?
I'm not sure.
Ooh, that would be awesome.
I would love to see The Hobbit. Because it'll be done by Guillermo del Toro.
Ooh, nice.
And he did Pan's Labyrinth, which I thought was a fucking genius
film. That movie.
It was violent as shit, but still in a really
pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, you thought it was going to be a kid's movie, and then it wasn't.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah.
Bye-bye, childhood.
Disney for psychos.
Yeah, totally.
I guess we can kind of end it there, really. Yeah, we really should end it there. It's been a long one, so.
How long's it been?
It's been about an hour.
Gotta catch them all, Pokemon.
You have them all with that.
Okay, well, thank you very much, guys,
Ooh.
For joining us on the.
Does anyone
Boxing
want
Day.
To hear a little Corey Tam music?
Oh, yeah.
We're all drunk.
Okay.
Check out Corey Tam music. Corey.
Yes?
What's your website?
Don't have one. Facebook.
Facebook? It's Corey Tam music.
Corey Tam music?
Yep. Corey here is very
up-and-coming
music. All right. We're talking about Corey Tam. Corey Tam is an up-and-coming musician that has been on countless Hong Kong media recently. You should check him out. Facebook, just go to Corey Tam Music. There's loads of videos and MP3s up there. You should check it out. Like, it's really, really good music. We should end there, so... Thanks, guys, for the Boxing Day. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everybody, because we probably won't do one before New Year's. So, yes.
Or we can do one on New Year's.
Ooh, yeah.
Derp a derp.
But Merry Christmas. You can catch us. Yeah, very significant. You can catch us at. You can download us at thisisbackcountryhk.podomatic.com. You can subscribe to us via iTunes. You can catch us on Twitter at backcountryhk, and our email address, as ever, is thisisbackcountryhk@gmail.com. So, everybody, say goodbye, Zen.
Goodbye,
Rachel.
Bye,
Colleen.
Bye.
Danny.
Hello.
Corey.
Bye-bye.
Christine.
Bye.
And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from This Is Backcountry. Thank you very much.